Mentioned we are joined right now by a linebacker for the Indianapolis Colts. He had another huge game, 12 tackles, a sack, a pass defensed in Sunday's win over Houston. He leads the NFL with 135 tackles. 135 tackles in the first 12 games is the most for a rookie since the AFL-NFL merger. He's averaging better than 11 tackles per game, the most for a rookie since 2000. Defensive Rookie of the Year candidate, two-time conference Defensive Player of the Year at South Carolina State, the 36th pick overall, and another big one, Dallas at Indy on Sunday. Darius Leonard is my guest. Darius, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Good. Great, man. Great. Me too. So you had another monster game on Sunday in that win over Houston. Let me start right there. You had that sack on Deshaun Watson. What did you see on that play? And then obviously, how good did it feel to get him down?
Coach dialed up a good blitz, so the tackle came down and blocked on me, but Deshaun has tried to escape the pocket, so that allows me to use my hands to kind of get off and get the sack. And it just felt good to get a sack against him, and it was a great sack at a perfect time and just to help our team out.
Darius, the thing is, that was your seventh sack of the year, which is second among all rookies. But I want to point something out. You're a will linebacker. So it's rare for a will linebacker to have that many sacks because of the assignments and the alignments that you get. So how do you explain how you've been able to get to the quarterback as often as you have playing that position?
I think it's more so my defensive line is just causing so much havoc. And so whenever I do blitz, the offensive line is worried about them, so they don't see me. So it kind of allows me to kind of get free blitzes.
We're talking to Darius Leonard of the Colts. In the meantime, that win was the team's sixth and seventh games. It was not that long ago that you guys were 1-5, and it looked like the season might be over. How were you able to get this thing turned around? And then what's it say about the guys in that locker room that nobody gave up?
We knew early what kind of guys we had in our locker room, and we always talk about being 1% better each and every day. So that's something we always worked on, and you can just see the character of our guys, man. We know that we're gonna always compete, and we were not just gonna lay down. So we just competed on all three phases, and now we're at where we're at now.
I mean, like, you know, it's not supposed to be like this, right? Like, you lead the NFL with 135 tackles, and that's despite the fact that you missed a game this year. Rookies are not supposed to come into this league and dominate the way you have. How would you describe this season so far? What's it been like for you?
It's been crazy. Like you said, I missed a game battling an ankle injury, but it's been crazy, man. Just the way Coach Flew's the way we practice, we just talk about how we got to run to the ball. I mean, everything we do is full speed, and we take pride in that as linebackers, always out-competing everybody. Like, we always want to be the number one hustling team in the NFL. So I think it's more so just me just running to the ball and just making plays.
The thing is, it's supposed to be challenging to make that transition from college to the NFL, but you're making it look easy. So let me ask you, what's been the biggest challenge in going from college to the NFL, or maybe has it been relatively easy?
It's been a challenge, but I think my biggest challenge is when I watch film, in college you can usually find a weakest link that gives away run pass or find some tips here and there, but in the NFL you really can't find too many tips on film.
We're talking to Darius Leonard of the Colts. Now, growing up, you were a big Clemson fan. Your brother Anthony went there and spent a lot of times going to games and spending time around the program. By all accounts, that was the place that you wanted to be, but it didn't work out that way. Instead, you go to South Carolina State. Again, it might have been easy to get down and give up because you didn't end up at your dream school, but you didn't approach it that way. In fact, what was your approach at South Carolina State?
To prove everybody wrong, because once I committed to South Carolina State, it was all the talk around town that I wasn't big enough to play college football. I wasn't fast enough to play college football. I know that's why Clemson didn't offer me. But, I mean, I'm always down to prove everybody wrong. I'm a competitor, and I just had a competitor edge on me and just competed and just wanted to outwork everybody.
All right, so then you go up against Clemson, and in one game you had 19 tackles. You had a blocked field goal, and then somebody came up to you afterwards and said you were playing like, quote, a straight maniac. Do you remember what were you thinking going into that game, and then what was it like being on the field against those guys?
Going into that game, I mean, it was in Death Valley, so I wanted to play well there. I had a big family there, big crowds. I mean, so I just wanted to go out and just play, just do everything to help my team win. And after the game, I think a reporter came up to me and said, can I interview you? You had 18 tackles in it. I was in complete shock that I had that many tackles.
In the meantime, that gloss, that nickname stuck, the maniac. You're playing like a straight maniac. How do you like that as a nickname?
I love it, man. I mean, it fits my personality on the field. I mean, because if you see me just walking around, I'm kind of a cool guy. I speak to you here and there, but then when I'm on the field, I act crazy. I'm always screaming, just having a good time.
We're talking to Darius Leonard for a few more moments. You know, I'm glad you brought that up because Jamie Moore, who is one of the Colts scouts, said that when they went to one of your college practices, there was this guy out there in the end zone at 5:30 in the morning, quote, hooting and hollering, bringing all the energy, end quote, and that person was you. So where does the energy come from, and how important is it to you that you don't just lead that team in tackles, but also in energy, man, hype, fun, that kind of thing?
It comes from, man, just my love for the game and what I do. I mean, if I'm going to be out there, I'm going to have fun. I'm gonna have fun out there, and I just want everybody around me to just have fun with me. So, I mean, at 5:30 in the morning, there's nobody want to be up. Nobody want to be at practice. So if they see that leader out there just having a good time, screaming, hooting, and hollering, hopefully that'll be contagious, and I have somebody else beside me hooting and hollering, and it just helps our team win.
Darius Leonard, my guest. Now, because of the year you're having, you're getting a lot of attention and run for Defensive Rookie of the Year. What would the award mean to you if you could win that thing?
It would mean a lot, not just for me, but back in my hometown, just allowing us to see that there's people that come out of a small town who can do great things. And coming from a small town that I did, I mean, a lot of people really don't make it out. Some people use the streets or use drugs, so a lot of people can see that there's a way out besides that.
So finally, Darius, when you go home, when you go back to that small town, and to your point, a lot of people do not make it out. When you go back, what's that like, and what are the folks back home? How do they treat you?
It's amazing, man. When I go back, I mean, I feel like a royalty a little bit. Everywhere I go, everybody wants hugs, everybody wants pictures, autographs. So, I mean, it's nothing but love when I go back, so I can't wait to go back and see the family again.
Darius Leonard, my guest. I know you're on a schedule. You've got a workout you got to hit. So it's great to have you on the show. I appreciate the conversation. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day. Darius Leonard. And not only do I respect what he's accomplished already, and again, let me be straight about this. He leads the NFL in tackles. He missed a game. He's got 135 tackles, and he's a rookie. A rookie. And again, 7 sacks and playing weak side. He shouldn't get the opportunities that he does. This guy gets to the quarterback early and often.